hurricane that happened on the east coast of our country? Okay, some of you did. You know that there were lots and lots of people who had their homes damaged, and there were even some people who were killed because of that bad storm. When we lived in Hawaii, we actually went through a couple of hurricanes, and fortunately those hurricanes didn't hit our island directly, but it did. One of those did hit another island and caused a lot of damage to people's homes and businesses and schools. But when those kinds of disasters happen, there is a warning, because the people that watch the weather can see on their radar when big storms are coming, and they can warn you to be prepared and to get out of the way so that you can be safe. But there's one kind of disaster that there really isn't a warning: an earthquake. Did you hear that not too long ago there was a big earthquake in Japan? And when earthquakes happen, there really aren't any warnings. Nobody knows when an earthquake is going to happen. But we're supposed to be prepared in case there is a disaster like that. Do you know how you can be prepared for disasters? Well, organizations like the Red Cross and the Civil Defense tell people, families, that they should be prepared for disasters, like earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes. And they tell you to have a disaster response kit. And what do you think is the most important thing to put in your disaster response kit? The most important thing to have when there's a disaster. What do you think it is? A Bible? That would be good to have. What else do you need? Water. Because sometimes when there's a disaster, the water pipes are broken, and you turn on your faucet and there's no water. So you want to have water, because how long can you live without water? Not long at all. And they suggest about 1 gallon, this is not a gallon, but about 1 gallon will keep you alive for about 3 or 4 days. So you need water. What else do you need? Food would be nice, right? So canned foods that you don't need to keep in a refrigerator, because sometimes you won't have electricity to keep food cold. And if you're going to have canned food, what do you need? You need a can opener. Make sure you have a can opener. What else would you need? Well, it's not fun living in the dark, right? If you have no electricity, you need some light. And so they say have a flashlight. And if you have a flashlight, make sure you have extra batteries. But this flashlight is pretty cool. It doesn't need batteries. You crank it. And when you crank it, it goes on. Can't see it real well because it's light in here, but it'll light up for you. And there's something else you should have. This is a box, but in this box is a first aid kit. And there are bandages and ointments in case you get cut or injured and scraped. So a first aid kit. And you may not have access to soap, so here's some wipes that you can use to keep yourself clean, and plastic bags to throw your rubbish in. And this, you know what this is? This is a radio. And this runs on batteries. Lots of times the government will give instructions to people about what to do or where to go in case there's a disaster. So it's important to have a radio so you can get all of those instructions and directions. So these are just some of the important things that you need to have already in case there's a disaster. And you know, sometimes people will say, wow, that's not important, I don't need to do that. And they won't do anything, and the disaster comes, and guess what? They're not ready. And they are really in a bad situation. No food, no water. And you don't want to be like that, right? You want to be ready. You want to be prepared. But there's one other thing that we need to be prepared for, and that's for Jesus' second coming. What do you need to do to be ready for Jesus' coming? Well, certainly pray, right? And read your Bible. But most of all, ask Jesus to come into your heart. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit will come into you, and the Holy Spirit will help you to be ready so that when Jesus does come, you can all go home to heaven with him and be there forever and ever. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for each one of these boys and girls, and I pray that you will help each one of them to be ready for your coming. Help them to love you. Help them each day to choose to let you come into their hearts so that your Holy Spirit can fill them, and help them so that they will be ready when you come. Bless them and their families. I pray in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening. When you go back to your seats, how about picking up those baskets for us? Thank you.